This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The Vermont Arts Council each year recognizes outstanding contributions to the arts with the Vermont Arts Awards. The awards are given to artists and performers, but also to educators, advocates, and volunteers who work to advance and uplift the arts in our state. Last week in Middlebury, the Arts Council celebrated the contributions of five Vermonters. VPR spoke with three of the recipients about what they see and why they feel hopeful for the future of the arts in our state.
I'm Douglas Anderson. I was one of the people who restored Middlebury's Town Hall Theater. I was the executive director for many years. I'm now the artistic director. And I also created in 2004 the Opera Company of Middlebury, now heading into its 17th season. Anybody who's creating art is kind of always on the bubble. It's difficult. It's costly. It's always a struggle. And it always takes a village. It's a cliche, I know, but it takes a village to make art happen. And I know all of the things we managed to accomplish in Middlebury. I'm getting an award, and I feel a little silly about it, because if there wasn't a community that sort of locked its jaws on the idea of restoring our theater and making it vibrant again and supporting an opera company of all things, in a town that's too small for one, in a building that's too small for one, and yet here we are approaching our 17th season. So it is a committed population that believes in the arts and sees the value of the arts. You know, I like to say that if you write a novel and get an award, you earn that. You did it yourself. But if you did any of the things I've been able to accomplish, it's taken literally hundreds of people. And they're always tough times. They're tough times. Am I going to make payroll? Are we going to be able to make? But my community has always come through. Always come through for Town Hall Theater and Opera Company of Middlebury. And it is so heartening and actually emotional. And we talk a lot about community, that arts create community, but they also come from community. That a community gets the arts it wants and needs and deserves. And so I've been so lucky to do this in the Middlebury area.
That was Douglas Anderson of the Town Hall Theater and Opera Company of Middlebury. He received this year's Arthur Williams Award for Meritorious Service to the Arts. Another Middlebury resident took home this year's Governor's Award for Excellence in the Arts. Singer, composer, playwright, and activist Francois Clemens. Perhaps best known for his role as Officer Clemens on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Clemens was director of the Martin Luther King Spiritual Choir at Middlebury College until his retirement in 2013. In presenting Clemens with the award, Governor Phil Scott said, quote, "His impact on students, his larger-than-life presence in Middlebury's community, and his lifelong passion for the arts make this award especially meaningful and well-deserved."
There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways.
Let's hear from another recipient from the awards this year, James Lockridge, director of Burlington record label and musician resource Big Heavy World. Lockridge was recognized for arts advocacy, which he says stems from his belief that the arts are a foundation for a shared society and culture, and offer a way to engage in difficult conversation around topics like race and justice.
One, two, three, now!
My personal experience in the arts has been oriented towards the role it plays in community. It gives us a set of values that are touchstones for what we do and how we come together and make decisions. It's a platform for creating equity among different peoples in our community. It is a way to remind us that coming together with different perspectives, different experiences and visions, and sharing them is a basis for not just our society, but our civilization. I have a relationship to the arts that's very values-oriented. And what I'm optimistic about is seeing Vermont sees the arts as a root of what will happen in the future if we share those values widely and choose to act on them. The arts are also a starting place for many conversations that we're experiencing in Vermont now about justice and equity in relation to race and gender. You know, we see the discussion of the effect of systemic racism in Burlington in relation to a public mural. And we also see what seems to be a successful advocacy for the return of teen programming in Memorial Auditorium. So we're finding that we're paying attention to more people and more generations, and that's becoming part of who we are as a society that is working hard to improve itself. And it all traces back to the arts.
James Lockridge was awarded the Margaret L. Peggy Cannonstein Award for Arts Advocacy. The Walter Cerf Medal for Outstanding Achievement in the Arts went to Newfane author Cassel Freeman. The award recognizes a body of work that includes 7 novels, dozens of short stories, and volumes of essays, articles, and other nonfiction writing. Freeman's novel Go With Me became a major Hollywood film. And his essay about snow fleas still sticks with me every spring when the weather warms and the little arthropods start bouncing about on the white ground. Joan Robinson is another of the award winners. She was one of the founders of the Integrated Arts Academy in Burlington and longtime education director for the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts. Robinson says live performances are crucial, not just for adult audiences, but for kids just beginning to learn how to express themselves.
You know, Vermont is such a quirky place that what is essential about the arts in Vermont is that there are so many people that identify themselves as artists. I love people just finding their own way in their own mediums. You know, there are little theaters popping up all over the place and musicians who find places to play and find each other. Hopefully, Vermont will always have that wonderful spirit. A message to the future would be, don't forget the arts. Don't forget the incredible importance of live performance, of seeing it live, of seeing sweat on stage, of seeing people finding their different emotions on stage as being at other people. There was a child once who after seeing the performance at the Flynn, he was a kindergarten kid, and he came out and he went, they were alive! And I thought, yes, this is what's so important, they were alive. And we just need to always remember the value of live performance. I think people are drawn to that, but they can forget the excitement of being a part of an audience, and of course, the people on stage, the wonderful interplay between the audience and them, whether they be actors, dancers, musicians. That is what the exciting elements of the arts will always contain and should not be forgotten. Kids have got to be exposed to the arts and have multiple experiences in the arts so that they know the many possibilities they have in expressing themselves through them. It develops empathy, ability to collaborate, ability to communicate well. It's essential to the development of the human spirit and the human capacity.
That was Joan Robinson, who was awarded the Ellen McCulloch Lovell Award in Arts Education by the Vermont Arts Council last Wednesday night. Special thanks to VPR Program Director Kari Anderson for compiling those interviews, and congratulations to all 5 winners of this year's Vermont Arts Awards.